his friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Avi Maranimi Marasi Sheyichyu, and also for Rafu Shleima, for Chaim Yitzchak Ben Freda Fegalea, Zivuk Hagun for Shmuel Eliezer Ben Shoshana Rezel, for Shleima for Binyamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, Baruch HaBatzlacha Baruch Chaim Aaron Ben Gila, and Baruch HaBatzlacha Simcha Ben Echagittel. And we're going to be learning Amir Tashem, some Torah from Reina of Rabbeinu, Agon Rosh HaYeshiva, Harav Hutner Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The first person to be Mekayim Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim was Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayisapir Moshe Lechosno. It says in Parshas Yisrael that he told his Shver what had happened. And this story, this relating the story of Tzis Mitzrayim, activated Chedushei Torah. Yisrael added a parasha in the Torah. And it's Pilei Plaim, Yisrael, that only now he hears and he comes. And he's already adding a parasha in the Torah, Yisrael, she Yisrael parasha achatz b'Torah. And he's mechaving to the Emes. And that parasha is mentioned the reason that caused him to speak. He saw a matzav that caused Navol Tibol, you're wilting, and he had to give Moshe an Eitzah, what to do, to appoint judges. But what's hard to understand, as in the Parshas Ha'usafa Shel Yisrael, there are things there that have no kesher with that Siba HaMeoreres, with that reason that caused him to speak. And that is Ve'odata L'Hamaderech Asher Yelchu Ba Ve'Hamas Asher Yasu. And Masa Sher Yasun, and that is the makor for the din of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin in Shrakte Bava Mitzia, page 30b. That Yisrael says to Moshe, tell them the way to go, and Masa Sher Yasun, and that's the makor for Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. They're going above and beyond the letter of the law. The root of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin is in the Chiddush of Yisrael. And that's hard to understand with all the chiddush of the parish of Ata Sechze. Nevertheless, there was a fact of Kola Am Omed Alecha that brought him to this. But to teach him a din? A seder. It's very nice that you should appoint judges. But the shorish of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin is in the Chiddush of Yisrael. So we understand that Yisrael should teach Moshe, should give Moshe an Eitzah, you know, you're getting weak over here, you're wilting, and you and the people, and why don't you appoint judges, Beseder Gamor? But to teach Moshe Chiddush Din, that's what Yisrael's job is, Mechitesi. We know from the Gemara in Bava Mitzia on page 30a that if you have a zaken ve'eno lefi chavodo, he's pater from Hashavas Aveda. Frak the Gemara, Rabbi Yishmael Berebi was machzir in Aveda, and it wasn't lefi chavodo, and for the Gemara he was noeg lefini mashiras hadin. So the Mefarshim asked from the din of Talmud Chacham pater, milamud bagadis edus lefnei beizdin mishum she'eno lefi chavodo. Wait a second. We know that a Talmud Chacham is pater from standing when he says Eidus in front of the Beis Din, because it's not the Fikvodo. Shavuos 30b. There we don't find an inyan that a Talmud Chacham should stand the Fnim Meshuras Hadin. Zaken Veinu Lefi Chavodo is pater from a Shavuos Aveda. Why did Rabbi Yishmael machzir an aveda? It's not lefi kvodo. Answers the Gemara, who is lefnim meshuras hadin. Ask the Mefarshim, but what about a Talmud Chacham, who's pater from standing when he says edus lefnei beisdin? Because it's not lefi kvodo. There we don't find lefnim meshuras hadin, he should nevertheless stand. So what's the chiluk, sweet friends? Why by Rabbi Yishmael, who was machzir an aveda, even though it wasn't lefi kvodo, but he did so lefnim meshuras hadin? So why is that different from a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have to stand when he says Eidus, and we don't find that Lefnei Meshiras Hadin he should still stand? Comes Rabbi Itzel Petterberger in the great Sefer Pri Yitzchak, Sof Simen Nun Dalet. I love learning the Pri Yitzchak. I don't learn it enough. You know, I have Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed with just an abundance of Svarim, both in hard copy and online. So, you know, we're talking about tens and tens of thousands, so it's hard to get to all of them. But I definitely have a chiba for the Pri Yitzchak. So the Pri Yitzchak answers this kasha with a general assumption, and this might very well be from Yisrael Salanter, V'ruyim hadvaram l'misha amaram, they're fitting for Yisrael Salanter, that we don't have in all of Shas Adin of Lefnei Meshiras Adin in Bein Adam LaMakom. Only in Bein Adam LaChavero we find Lefnei Meshiras Adin. Whereas in Bein Adam LaMakom we call Anhagos Muflagos B'Tara Chassidus. When you're going beyond the letter of the law in Bein Adam LaMakom we call it Chassidus. When you're going beyond the letter of the law in Bein Adam LaChavero we call it Lefnei Meshiras Adin. And therefore by Shabbos Aveda, which is included in Bein Adam LaChavero, you can go Lefnei Meshiras Adin. But not when you're standing by Godes Eidus, which is Bein Adam LaMakom. Iker Shem Lefnei Meshiras Adin, Hunar Chakal Dvarim Shebein Adam LaChavero, Mitzpino Shel LaMakom, Ein Enofel Begedel Lefnei Meshiras Adin, Rakafom Tzarech LaHachar Mimidus Chassidus. So since there's no Lefnei Meshiras Adin by Talmud Chacham, right, a Talmud Chacham can be Machzir and Aveda, that's Lefnei Meshiras Adin, so that's Bein Adam LaChavero. But there's no such thing as the Lefnei Meshiras Hadin when it comes to Bein Adam LaMakom, just sometimes there's an inyan of Midas Chassidus. But we don't call that Lefnei Meshiras Hadin. So what's the depth of these words? So now we're going to repeat some Yesodos that Moreno the Rosh Yeshiva said in his Beis Medrash. We have on our wall over here in our room, in our study, where this shiur is being delivered, we have just one picture on the wall, one lone picture on the wall. And that is of the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So in his Beis Medrash, he taught the following Yisodos. It says, Vayiten al Moshe, etc., Shnei Luchos Eidos. It says, Luchas without a Vav. It doesn't say Luchos with a Vav. It says, Lamed Vav, Ches, Tuf. Chaser. Chazal Darsh and Shneim Shavim. So the definition of this equality is that these two Luchos were Metzius of Krisus Bris, of making a covenant, creating one unit of two halves. Just like in Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu took a bucket full of blood, half of it he threw on the Mizbeach, and half of it he threw on the people. Pal galai, pal galach. The way of Krisus Bris is that you break things into half, like we have in the Bris Bein HaBisarim, that the animals were cut in half and put on two sides, and that's the inyan of a bris, each side, each person getting a half, each side getting half. That's the way they make a covenant, and that's the inyan of the shivyon of the luchos. Five Rabban Adon LaMakom, five Rabban Adon LaChavero. And these aren't two different mikzos. There's no sach hakol. Shel tzeir of shnei atchum yesha shlem usi be'emes shnei chatzo yichida achas. Two halves of one whole. Their etzem and mitzius is a mice of krisus bris. Shivyon haluchos. So that means that the Bein Adam LaChaver, Bein Adam LaMakom have one time of krisus bris. V'yagid lechem es briso, etc. Es aseres hadvarim. These 10 things are the covenant. What is the covenant made up of? It's made up of two parts. Half Bein Adam LaChavero, half Bein Adam LaMakom. That's how you make a covenant. You split something into two. Two halves, and then you make it into one whole. That's what happens when you get married. Two halves, one whole. That's what happens also with the blood. Half on the people, half on the Mizbeach, half on me, half on you. Half to the Jewish people, half of Bein Adam LaChavero, half Bein Adam LaMakom, creating a whole. The Yisod HaMelech HaChavero in the Torah is in the Pasuk of Ahavtel Recha Kamocha. Ramban writes the word kamocha is two reasons. It's aderech haflaga for two reasons, meaning it's not really kipshuto kamocha. And the reasons are because it's against the din. Chayecha kodman, your life comes first. So he's not mamish kamocha, not mamish like you. And also, it just can't be. It just can't be. We love ourselves too much that you can love your friends as much as you love yourself. In other words, breaking that brick wall, that iron wall of Adam Korve Tel Atzmo, Yevamos 25b, is just beyond the human capability. And it's a davar ayom, that a word in the Torah is derech haflaga hagzama. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban says, kamocha is not literally kamocha. It's derech haflaga. You love him as you love yourself, but don't take it literally. Because again, it's keneged adin, and also it just can't be. Also, that v'ahavta was said on both, midah shel chesed and midah shel din. But we know that la'alacha we make two different brachas. When Hashem does chesed, atov ha'meitiv. When Hashem does din, we make dynamis. So what does it mean? B'chol mido midah shu modeh lo ha'vi modeh lo. Whatever God does, you have to thank Him. That's a Gemara in Brachas 54a. What's pshat? We make different brachas. And the same v'ahavta is said on both. And even though you have to accept it b'simcha, v'kol ma'adav rachmana l'tovah, but nevertheless, hatova meitiv, you can't make on something bad. It's a bracha levatala. B'lev, you have to be b'simcha, but not b'peh. B'peh, they're two different brachas. So the v'ahavta equates the two, but it's really not the same. V'kol modecha, v'kol mido mida, but they're going to be different expressions of that ava. Now, all chiyuvim of ben l'chavero are encompassed in the pasuk v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. All chiyuvim in ben l'makom are encapsulated in the pasuk v'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha. And in both of them we find a parallel principle. The yisod, the principle, that a heart is not makabel b'shlemus, what it says in the pasuk. A person is not in his heart able to love his friend mamish kamosa, when a person in his heart is not able to be motzi bepiv a bracha v'atov ha'meitiv on besura saros. A person can say a bracha t'Hashem makel machalam atov ha'meitiv, but it's not emes, it's a besura ra, and therefore if he says atov ha'meitiv, it's a bracha levatola, and it's sheker. I don't know which is worse. So here we have another example of luchos ksiv, luchas without a vav. It's chaser. And what do we say? That it's chaser. We said that means that Shneem Shavim 5 on one side. This is a Medrash in Shmos Rabba, Parsha Mem Aleph, Piska Vav. 5 on one side, 5 on the other side. Each part, each luach, is considered a half, and then they make one whole. That's Shneem Shavim. They're equal, because you have to make one whole out of two halves. And when you're Mekayim Ben Adam L'Chavero, and when you're Mekayim Ben Adam L'Makom, you taste the same taste of Krisus Bris. Here also, you have Ben Adam L'Chavero, Ben Adam L'Makom. You have this parallel. And that is, that in both of them, it's Derech HaFlaga. You can't mamish love your friend like yourself. You can't mamish thank God in the same way when he does what's good and what seems bad. So you have a complete parallel between the Ben Adam L'Chavero and the Ben Adam L'Makom. And the reason it says it like this in Chumash is because that's the way it's really supposed to be. Bayomahu, we are going to say Atova Meitiv, and Mistama Bayomahu, we are going to love our friend as much as we love ourselves, literally. So even though these loves are not expressed in the same way, nevertheless, deep in one person's heart, there's a place for this emuna. Even though today it can't be expressed. And Adarab, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So now it's here. It's b'mamakim, b'li bitui, v'az ilaim, b'shir yaron. As we say in Dvai Haser, Shbirchas Hamazon, Suda Sheva Brachas, Oz, v'edverin digres t'shir, funda'ala ilmim. The biggest shir is going to come from all the silent people. Those ilmin, the silent people, the mute people that are in the depths of Nafshos Yisrael. From these depths of Nafshos Yisrael, we're going to have this super duper shira. And that's the Lashon of the Ramban, kamocha, derech haflaga muflag, rachok mikle adibur, v'kle amaisa, shel ha'adam. So, right now it's not there, but it'll be there in the future. But right now, it's mashon muflag. Kamocha is not kamocha mamish, and when we love Hashem, we don't love Hashem in the same way when he does ra and when he does tov. If a person does more than he's responsible to do in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, if he returns an aved, even though he's a zak and veinu l'fi chavodo, he's called doing l'fnim mishur ha'sedin. The explanation of l'fnim mishur ha'sedin is a mice of an approach of coming close to the pasuk of kamocha. The din patrusim because chayecha called min, it's not l'fi his kavod, it's not befitting his dignity, so he doesn't have to do it, but he does it anyway. So if you're in the world of Chayecha Kodman, there's no Mamish Kamocha, you're first. So when you do something for your friend, even though you're Pater, this is a step in the right direction, the direction of Kamocha, where you are more identifying with your friend. That even though you're Pater, you still want to help him out, you still want to be Machzu the Aved, even though it's not befitting your dignity. So now, what is the explanation of Midas Chsidus when it comes to Malamak? We said that Lefni Mishir Sadin is Meram Lachavero, and we said that Midas Chasidus is Ben Adam Lamakom. That's what we'd like to understand now. And now we'd like to go explain a yesod of the Maharsha on Rav Safra. It says Dover Emes Bovavo, that he was ready to pay a price, and then the person raised the price, but he couldn't talk. But he said, no, in my thoughts, in my machshav, I was already thinking that I'm going to, I was in the middle of saying Shema, I think it says there. So in my thoughts, the Gemara and Makas, Chav Dalet, I was thinking to pay more. So I'm, even though you went down in price, I'm going to pay what I thought to pay. That's Dover Emes, Bil of Vavo. And that's Midas Chasidus, because there's no tvia if he didn't tell the guy what he was going to pay, and the guy wanted to lower the price. B'fakasha, that's how we, a lot of times, we're willing to pay more, but we're bargaining with the guy, and then later we get a good deal. We say, Mechaya, I thought I was going to pay more, I was willing to pay more, and he didn't know, so I ended up getting a good deal, and then the seller is kicking himself, I could have gotten more, I didn't realize he was willing to pay more. So Rav Safra was a tzaddik. What he agreed to pay in his heart, that's what he paid. So that's what was mechuyev mitzad machshavto. So the Maharsha explains that it's mitzad shehekdesh chol b'machshava, and by Rav Safra everything was hekdesh. Hekdesh takes effect even in machshava, and Rav Safra everything by him was hekdesh, like a person who's ochel al taras hakodesh only according to the laws of eating hekdesh. So that's Rav Safra's madjerega. In hekdesh we don't say dvarim shebelev enim dvarim, but rather machshava is tofesis. Machshava takes effect, takes hold when it comes to Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, when it comes to Hekdesh. So this we are, now we can understand Midas Chasidus. It's not only as air is frumer, as air shuckled zich mer beim davenin, he's more frum, so he shuckles more, he moves back and forth more during davening. That's not Midas Chasidus, my sweet friends. Midas Chasidus is der etzem kuk zeiner is andrish. Etzem mabato shone, his very perspective is different. The level of life, the perspective of him, his on life, is in a completely different dimension. And this level elevates him to an area where he actually lives and works, and that's his value system. That's the way he conducts himself. And in his area, in his perspective of Hekdesh, there even Machshav is Mechayv, he's living Hekdesh, he eats al Taras HaKodesh, his thoughts become MS, right, because Hekdesh, your thoughts are Toifei, so when he makes a thought, he obligates himself in thought, Zeuze. So it's not Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. He's living in the world of Hekdesh, that's Midas Chasidus. So his Machshavas are Mamish Mechayv him. So Hagdaras Chasidus is not specific Maisim, local Maisim of Frumkeit, rather, they are an expression, a reflection of a level of life that is more elevated. And Memela, his actions are more elevated. He has a higher kick, a higher perspective, a higher view, a bird's eye view, a perch from a perch viewpoint. And then, consistent with that, he is acting and living. And because of this perspective of love, he is drawn even to what he wasn't commanded to do, because the love causes him, as ich guck auf Welt mitoch dein Rotzen, I see the world from your will, Hashem. Even if there's no commandment, I do it. So now we have a beautiful hagdara of Midas Chasidus. I love Hashem so much, I am living in a world of hekdesh, of holiness. I'm living in a higher world, and memela, my maisim, are higher. I'm doing above the letter of the law. I'm doing Midas Chasidus to serve Hashem. So, again, as air is frumer, as air shakelt sich mehr beim davenin, it's not pshat that he's frumer, so he shuckles more when he davens, but rather, der etzem kuk zener is andrish. But his very perspective is different, and automatically his maisim are different. And that's what Rav Itzala was saying. Remember the Rav Itzala that we quoted before? Rav Yitzchak Blazer in his Heilige Pri Yitzchak. That he might very well have received from Rav Yisrael Salanter. That by Ben Adam Lachavero, the Hagdar is Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, and by Bein Adam Lamakom, we call it Chasidus. And therefore, by Hashavas Aveda, which is B'chai Ben Adam Lachavero, there's room for Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. But not by Amida B'Hagadas Eidus, which is on the level of Bein Adam Lamakom. And Chazal obviously felt that it's no Chasidus for a Talmud Chacham to stand when he is giving Eidus for a Talmud Chacham, to return a lost object, even though it's Eino Lefi Chavodo, that yes. But to stand when you're giving Eidus, you know, maybe that's a kalos in the Talmud Chacham, so in the Torah, so that we don't want. Who's benefiting from that he stands? But when he's lowering his cover, that we don't want. But by returning an object, yes. So that there we have Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, Be'emel Lachavero, Be'emel Lamakom, we don't have Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, we have Chasidus, and now we define what it means. Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, that's Ben Adam Lachavero, that's doing beyond the letter of the law, that's half of our bris with Hashem, that's coming closer to the Kamocha of the Pasuk, because the Kamocha of the Pasuk, again, is that you love your friend as you love yourself, which the Pasuk says you can't do. So whenever you go to Lefnim Meshuras Hadin and you go the extra mile for your friend, say the extra yard, better go an extra mile, you are coming closer to the Kamocha. And probably when we say V'Avtas Hashem Elokecha, so when you go Midas Chasidus, then you are coming closer to a true love of Hashem and an appreciation of Hashem. And ultimately to that time when we will be able to see the bad as good and make a Hatova Meitiv on everything. If we want to take the parallelism further, but that point has to be sharpened, how that works. I understand how I'm getting closer to my friend, that it's more Kamocha when I go to Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, but I don't see how when I do Midas Chasidus, I see how I'm loving Hashem more, but I don't see how I'm seeing that bad is really good and that I can say Atova Meitiv. So that's what the parallelism would be, but I don't see how it goes there. That would require, again, more understanding. But what we do see is the Hagdar of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, more Kamocha, the Hagdar of Midas Chasidus, that you're living on a higher Madreg, on a higher plateau, and Memela, your Maisim, are higher. So now we go back to where we started. Parshas Yisro is woven into the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Even the Man De'Amar, that he came after Matan Torah, right afterwards he came, and what happened. And just like a brick that goes into the foundation of a building, and there's a Yisod that says as follows, the deeper meaning in the bringing in of Yisro to the binyan of Knesset Yisrael is based on the equation of Yisrael v'oraisa chadhu v'chol akore liYisrael mishtakef v'oraisa. Anything that happens to the Jewish people is reflected in the Torah. V'chein lehefech, im Yisrael mefuzarim ufuradim af halacha kach ve'ein motzim halacha b'makom echad. So the deeper meaning in the bringing in Yisrael to the foundation of the binyan of Knesset Yisrael is based on the equation of Yisrael and Oraisa are one, and anything that happens to the Jewish people is reflected in the Torah, and so too lehefech. If we're mefuzer mefurid, so too the Torah is mefuzer mefurid. And if in the Torah there's a mahalach of chiyuvim, and another mahalach of midas chasidus, so this chadhu requires that in the kedushas, in the kedushas hanefashos shel Knesset Yisrael, is going to be reflected these two lines, these two tracks. And in Knesset Yisrael, there is going to be a tzior of kedushas Yisrael benefesh, b'tzior shel midas chasidus, v'hu hu inyano shel hager. Ein shum chiyuv al ger lizgayer, kedushas hanefesh shel ger, hu kedushas hanefesh derech midas chasidus, velo derech chova. If in the Torah there is a mahalach of obligations and a mahalach of midas chasidus, it must be in our souls as well. So therefore, we have our obligations, but then you have the ger, who is the tzior of midas chasidus, because he has no obligation to be misgayer, and he does so anyway. And that's why Yisro comes right after Matan Torah, or even before Matan Torah. He is like a brick that is going into a building. And the idea is that just like in Am Yisro we have a musig of chasidus, Yisro, by being a ger, is spitz midas chasidus. That is the quintessential midas chasidus, because he didn't have to convert, but he did so anyway. And that is why Yisro comes at the very beginning. And what does Yisro do? Yisro teaches Moshe a lefnim meshuras hadin. So we ask, lefnim meshuras hadin? Lefnim meshuras hadin? How does that come in? The answer is, Yisro is midas chasidus, and that's ben adam lamakom, and the parallel to that, right, he's used because he converted even though he didn't have to, and the parallel to that is lefnim meshuras hadin in the world of ben adam l'chavero. So kama matim that Yisro should be the one teaching lefnim meshuras hadin. V'advarim hayu niflai me'od. I don't even have words to say how nifla this was. So thank you very much for joining me, and Mitzvah Hashem, I hope to return to these inyanim. There's so much here to expand upon, so hopefully in the future God should give us life and health and everything good. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.